Food chains and webs. Think about, what is a pond ecosystem? A pond may seem like a quiet place, but if you look carefully, you will see a lot of activity. Many different living things or organisms use the pond or make it their home. The pond is their habitat. You will see many kinds or species of plants and animals. Deer drink at the water's edge. Cattails and grasses grow along the shore. Raccoons search for food, and turtles sun themselves. Lily pads and beetles float on the water. Schools of fish swim in the water. A pond has many populations of organisms. A population is all the members of one species that live in the same area. All the cattails in a pond form a population of cattails. All the frogs in a pond form a population of frogs. Together, all the populations make up the pond community. A pond has water and sand or mud at the bottom. A pond gets heat and light energy from the sun. These are non-living things. Acting with each other, all the non-living and living things form a pond ecosystem. A pond is just one kind of ecosystem. Other kinds are forest, desert, saltwater, and grassland ecosystems. Living things interact. The organisms and ecosystems interact in many ways. A fox interacts with a rabbit when it chases and catches it. A vine interacts with a tree when it grows and winds around it. To stay alive, all animals need food. Some animals eat other animals. Foxes eat rabbits. The fox is a predator. A predator is an animal that kills and eats other animals. The rabbit is the fox's prey. The prey is the animal that is eaten. A frog is also a predator. Its prey may be an insect or a spider. Some animals have special body parts or behaviors. These help them survive in their environments. A rabbit has long ears so it can hear danger and long legs so it can run fast. These adaptations helped it survive. Owls have big eyes that let in a lot of light. This helps them see in the dark and find food at night. The photos on this page are a sea otter using a rock to open an abalone. The abalone is its prey. Also, a frog catching an insect. Camouflage is an adaptation that helps keep some animals safe from predators. An animal with camouflage blends in with its environment. The animal's skin might have a pattern. The pattern may look like bark, leaves, or rock. The spots on a fawn's brown back are kind of a camouflage. They look like spots of sunlight among leaves and branches. They help the fawn hide in the forest. Mimicry is another adaptation that helps some prey animals. Their shape and colored markings make them look much like another organism or object. One kind of fly looks like a wasp. This tricks birds. The birds do not eat the fly because they think it is a wasp. They don't want to be stung. Organisms interact in other ways. A parasite lives in or on another living thing called a host. A tick is a parasite. A tick lives on a dog or other animal or feeds on the host's blood. Pictures on this page include a vine wrapped around another plant showing that it's taking food from the plant. Also, a king snake, which is not poisonous, but looks like a poisonous coral snake. Lizard skin can change colors. And this picture shows how the skin of this particular lizard has changed. Energy in an ecosystem. Some birds fly thousands of miles every spring and fall. Imagine how much energy these birds need. They might get their energy from eating small insects. The insects get their energy by eating green plants. All living things need energy to live. The sun is the source of energy for most of life on Earth. Green plants are producers. They take in energy from the sun. They use this energy to make their own food. Grasses, oak trees, and tomato plants are producers. The food producers make contains nutrients. All living things need nutrients in order to stay alive. Animals cannot make their own food. They get energy by eating plants or other animals. Animals are consumers. Some consumers eat only plants. Some eat only animals. Other consumers eat both. Decomposers are living things that get their energy from plants and animals that have died. Earthworms and mushrooms are decomposers. They break down the matter in dead organisms into smaller and smaller bits. Many of the nutrients return to the soil. Pictures on this page include an herbivore that eats only plants, a carnivore that eats other animals, a scavenger that eats dead organisms, a decomposer that breaks down dead organisms, an omnivore that eats both plants and animals. For example, birds eat insects and seeds. Food chains. A food chain shows how living things get food and energy. The energy source for almost all food chains is the sun. The first organism in a food chain is a producer. In a meadow, grass is a producer. Mice eat the grass, snakes eat the mice, and hawks eat the snakes. When plants and animals die, they are broken down by decomposers. The nutrients returned to the soil can be used by the producers. The photo on this page shows a food chain. Food webs. Often, ecosystems have many food chains. Grass and mice live in a meadow, but so do birds, insects, and many other organisms. All the food chains in an ecosystem connect to form a food web. The photo on this page shows a food web connecting food chains. Energy pyramids. A small fish eats algae. Algae are tiny plants that grow on coral and rocks. The fish gets energy from the nutrients in the algae. The fish uses the energy to move and grow. If an eel eats the fish, the eel will not get all the energy that first came from the algae. The fish has used up some of that energy. An energy pyramid shows the amount of energy that moves through a food web. The producers are at the bottom of the pyramid. This level has the most energy. It also has the most organisms. Going up the pyramid, some energy is used up at each level. At the top of the pyramid, not much energy is left. Only a few animals are at the top. Energy flows through all ecosystems in much the same way. The photo on this page shows a saltwater energy pyramid. The size of each level shows the amount of energy that is left. How do ecosystems change? Sometimes places change. Change may happen slowly. A pond may fill in with dirt and dead leaves. After many years, the pond is gone and the area has become a meadow. Change can also happen fast. Lightning strikes and starts a forest fire. In just a few days, trees and wildlife are gone. Plant and animal populations change too. Sometimes many members of a species die or are killed. The species may become threatened, like the grizzly bear, or the species may become endangered, like the blue whale. Very few are left. If all members of a species die, the species becomes extinct. Dinosaurs became extinct long ago. Diversity is the number of species in an area. A field of corn usually has only a few species. A meadow has hundreds. A rainforest has thousands. Diversity makes an ecosystem strong. Small changes are less likely to affect the whole ecosystem. If a disease attacks one corn plant, the disease could easily spread. It could kill most of the other corn plants in the field. If a disease attacks one kind of tree in a rainforest, that species might be the only kind to die. The disease might not harm the other trees that are different species. Photos on this page include various species, pigeons, grizzly bear, and rainforest ecosystem. People in Science, Charles Darwin, 1809 to 1882. In 1831, the HMS Beagle left England. The ship was headed for South America to map the coast. Charles Darwin was on board. He was only 22 years old. The ship was to take him away from home for 2 years. But Darwin was excited. He had always loved nature. Now he would be studying the organisms in every place the ship stopped. At every port, Darwin went into the country. He studied thousands of plants and animals. He took samples. He drew pictures and wrote notes. No one had ever studied many of these organisms before. Most people had never even heard of them. The Beagle stopped at the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Darwin was amazed at the diversity of life. Among the birds, he found 13 species of finches. Each species had a different beak. Each ate a different food. Darwin learned that these adaptations allowed all these birds to live in one area. The Beagle's trip lasted 5 years instead of two. The ship sailed all the way around the world. The voyage helped people realize that there is great diversity of life on Earth. Photos on this page show a picture of Darwin and the HMS Beagle. Rachel Carson, 1907 to 1964. Rachel Carson was an author and scientist. She started writing when she was a child. Her first story was printed when she was in fourth grade, and she never stopped writing. In college, she studied plants and animals. She also loved the sea and wrote 3 books about marine life. Rachel Carson knew that living things interact. At that time, certain poisons were used to kill unwanted insects. She worried about these poisons. She thought some bird species were threatened because of them. In 1962, Rachel Carson warned people about the poisons in her book, Silent Spring. In this book, the word ecosystem was used for the first time. Her book helped people learn about how living things interact. The book helped people think about the environment. Photos on this page include one of Rachel Carson and a bird and several sea life. Ecologists study the living world and the environment. They learn how living things interact. They find out how non-living things affect plants and animals. Some ecologists work in labs. Others work outdoors. Some ecologists study forests. Above the treetops, they measure non-living things like the amount of light and the wind speed. They place special buckets around the forest to catch leaves or insects. Back in the lab, they study the samples from the forest. Ecologists used this method in a rainforest. Their collection kept them busy for years. They found many insect species that had never been studied before. Ecologists have to be good at observing. They need to keep track of what they see. They keep journals. They often write about their work. Some teach others about their research. The photo on this page shows an ecologist at work measuring wind speed high above the treetops. Did you know about wolves and moose on Isle Royale? Wolves and moose are two species on an island in Lake Superior. For over 40 years, ecologists counted the number of moose and wolves on Isle Royale. The wolves are predators. The moose are their prey. Ecologists learned that the size of one population affects the size of the other. When the moose population was high, the wolves had plenty to eat. So the number of wolves went up. With more wolves, more moose were killed for food. This caused the number of moose to go down. It soon became harder for wolves to find prey. Then the number of wolves went down. With fewer predators, the number of moose began to go up. The cycle started again. Other things also can affect population size. A long, cold winter can kill a lot of moose. Disease can kill both moose and wolves. Scientists count the wolves and moose on Isle Royale from airplanes. They count in the winter when the trees are bare and tracks can be seen in the snow. Some of the wolves wear radio collars that give their location. The photo on this page shows a chart listing the moose population from year 1960 through the year 2000. The photo on this page is a chart listing the wolf and moose population in year intervals between 1960 and 2000. About mountain ecosystems. You can go from one ecosystem to another. One way is to hike up a mountain. Imagine you are at the base of an Arizona mountain. The air is warm and dry. Cactuses and shrubs are part of a desert scrub ecosystem. As you make your way up the mountain, the air will grow cooler. The amount of rain that falls will increase. These changes affect the kinds of plants that live on the mountain. Next, you will pass through a grassland ecosystem. Short, dry grasses cover the ground. Then you will notice more and more trees. You will enter an oak woodland ecosystem and then a mixed pine and oak ecosystem. Farther up the mountain, you will find cool mixed conifer or evergreen forests. You will walk beneath large pine and fir trees, as well as some oaks. As you near the summit, the forest will begin to thin out and the trees will be shorter. You will climb through a spruce and fir ecosystem. When you climb to the top of the mountain, you will be above the timber line. With no trees to block the view, you can see for miles. It is cold and windy up here. In this alpine ecosystem, only small flowers, shrubs, mosses, and some grasses can live. The photo on this page shows a mountain ecosystem. Glossary, adaptation, special body features or behavior that helps an organism stay alive. Camouflage, adaptation that helps an organism blend in with its surroundings. Carnivore, consumer that eats only animals. Community, all the populations living in one area. Consumer, organism that eats other organisms in a food chain. Decomposer, organism that feeds on and breaks down dead organisms. Diversity, the number of different species in an area. Ecosystem, all the interacting living and non-living things in one area. Endangered, in danger of becoming extinct. Energy pyramid, shows how energy moves through a food web. Environment, everything around a living thing. Extinct, species that has disappeared from Earth. Food chain, shows how organisms get food and energy. Food web, all of the food chains in an ecosystem. Habitat, the area in which an organism lives. Herbivore, consumer that eats only plants. Host, organism that a parasite lives in or on. Interact, to act with each other. Mimicry, adaptation in which an organism looks like another organism or thing. Nutrients, things in food that organisms need to live. Omnivore, consumer that eats either plants or animals. Organism, living thing. Parasite, organism that lives in or on another organism and gets its food from it. Population, all the members of a species living in one area. Predator, animal that kills and eats other animals. prey, animal that is killed and eaten by other animals, producer, organism that makes its own food and serves as a source of food for other organisms, scavenger, consumer that eats dead plants or animals, species, group of organisms that are the same. This concludes the book Food Chains and Webs.